Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my brothers and my sisters,
Welcome aboard at AshtarRadio.com, AshtarTV.com. These amazing times of great transformation, of great elections rigging on August 6, 2016, 8 p.m. in Los Angeles, California, 9 p.m. at the sacred Hopi land. We send light and love with broadcasting from the heart live. There's so much to celebrate as well, because there's, you know, in your mainstream media, they don't tell you that there's a great, amazing times, just incredible announcements about to be made by top officials. So let's celebrate with Bernie around the world, because the love of Bernie is around the world. Bernie Sanders around the world. Bernie around the world. Around the world. Around the world. Around the world. That's right, Bernie around the world, the Bernie has energized the world with hope, and this is what we are talking about, guys. You know, this is what we are celebrating, even though, you know, just like I recently shared, that there's, you know, the light already won, even if that doesn't seem like it. But it's just the smokes and mirrors, you know, dissolving. You know, there's so much bad news and so much horror going around. But there's also a lot of good news that, you know, some of these horrible people, they don't, you know, want you to know. Like one of those people, I'm gonna give you an example. One of those people, they're not gonna let you. That is this so-called Jay Rockefeller. Okay, that's some from the American, you know, royalty, right? But it's a real, you know, evil royalty, you know what I mean? Because these people, they've been trying to depopulate the entire world, okay? Depopulate, do you understand that word, depopulate? That means that they want to reduce the population from 7.5 billion souls to like half a billion, literally. And there's a rock in Georgia, in USA, and you can Google it. It's the depopulation, you know, it's pretty much inscribed there, a sculpture in multiple languages, plan of depopulation, okay? And one of the, let's say like the head of this group, of this horrible, you know, group, they used to call themselves the alumni during the 50s and the 60s. they around the world with a group called the MJ-12, that it was unheard of. It was no one could even mention that name. Yes, the MJ-12, and one of the heads of this now is so-called the Illuminati or the Bilderberg Group. Okay, these days in the 2016, they call themselves the Bilderberg Group, or in the USA, the Royalty Rockefeller Dynasty, right? So here you have Jay Rockefeller saying that the internet should have never existed, okay? Just like the same way they used to keep slaves in, you know, without reading, without knowing how to read, and without education, so they could continue being slaves of all these, you know, masters. So here's some of his excuses why internet should have never existed. Check this out. It's
and this comes within our purview on this committee. And we're not trying to be dramatic about it. When the internet was invented, everybody fell flat in their face. They were so thrilled. And the world began to do business in a different way. Now, both the Bush's director of national intelligence, Mike McConnell, who I greatly respect, and President Obama's director of national intelligence, Admiral Blair, who I greatly respect, have labeled cybersecurity perpetrated through the internet as the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland in West Virginia, in West Virginia, America, anywhere else. So, I mean, it really almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we never invented the internet and had to use paper and pencil or whatever? And that's a stupid thing to say.
There you have it. There you have it. Those are the, you know, the kinds of mentality that these horrible people have. That they just want to, you know, even if you have never existed. Yeah, right. Yeah, so they can, you know, continue. Thank God of the internet that we're able to communicate, you know, with each other, and to help each other, you know, empower each other and to inform each other. If it was for these people, believe me, that's what TPP, that's why it's very important for everyone to stop TPP, because that so-called trading, you know, agreement, that's exactly what is what they want to do. They want to completely, you know, disconnect the internet. Just imagine that. They will completely, you know, just like they do in other countries, you know, that is already happening, and allies of the U.S., that has happened in many, many countries that are doing business with these people. So there you have it. That's what's going on. And what I can tell you, there's some really good news of the light and the dismantling, you know, the cabal from the inside out. There's some amazing, you know, so-called Intel cowboys, that they are, you know, literally, you know, pretty much in every single, you know, media industry, and they are infiltrated pretty much to help humanity, okay? They're literally angels in human form. Okay, like you and me, like all those light workers, they're, you know, we are here. We're not just humans. We're angels. We're angels of the light to transform this darkness into the light. Okay, and every single one that wishes something for something good for your fellow, you know, human, you are an angel. You are a starseed. You are not just, you know, you're having a physical experience, but you are a divine being. And that's why we're here. You know what I mean? And that's why this away from our divinity. They keep us, you know, they're so-called masters of distraction, or they just what is called weapons of mass distraction. Just think that weapons of mass distraction, when they use the Olympics. Oh wow, the Olympics! Let's watch the Olympics. Let's keep it stupid while they're, you know, passing TPP, while they're robbing, you know, your communities, your space, your countries, you know, from their privatizing all their resources, and to make, you know, people, you know, more and more, you know, slaves and more slaves. And that's what they use, all these weapons of mass distraction. That's what the media is. It's a weapon of mass distraction to keep you asleep, to keep you completely dumb. And that's what they're doing. Keep traveling, they're spraying all over the world to keep you. But you know what? Then if you meditate, brother and sister, if you meditate like I do, just meet me every day at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m., your time, every day, every single day, let's meditate, or anytime that you can, just close your beautiful eyes and just like inhale your dreams, inhale light, just visualize this, you know, pillar of light entering from your crown chakra, which is your head, right? Just visualize this pillar of light coming into you and just energizing you, protecting you, healing you. And it's yourself. I'm not even asking you. This is not any type of religion. This is spirituality. This is love. My religion is only love, okay? That's it. My God is love, because my God is love. You know what I mean? That's it. And that's what I'm talking about. My God is love. My God is love. That's it. I only believe in love, and what the energy of love and the energy of joy, okay, and the energy of hope. And this is what I'm bringing you today, okay? So just close your beautiful eyes and visualize. Just do it for 5 minutes if you can, you know, three times a day or you know, any time that you get a chance. I know everyone is, you know, living busy lives and trying to survive and put up with all these horrible, you know, news but there's some good news, and those good news are there. You know, the transformation is here. The light already won. Yes, and those that believe me will make that happen with me and with every single, you know, light worker, love worker, and angels and archangels. And our families from the start, they're here. They're here, and the millions and the billions to help us, not to save us. Nobody's going to save you but yourself, okay? Got it? Capiche? Nobody is going to save you but yourself. That's what you have to awaken yourself. You have to listen to yourself this time to put some mass distraction. Put down your stupid cell phone. Put down your, you know, Pokemon Go, which is just another weapon of, you know, to keep you a slave, okay? Put down any kind of distraction. Throw your TV or you know, in the garbage, okay? Throw it in the trash. That's another weapon of mind distraction. They're keeping you dumbed down. They send you, you know, subliminal messages. They're sending you fear mongering. That's their job. All those talking heads and the media, they're nothing but fear mongers, talking heads, just puppets of the master puppeteers, which you just heard one, you know, Mr. J. Rockefeller, you know, the master puppeteer of the United States of America. You know what I mean? And there's a lot more, Foundation and the Bushes, which are there also going down by the tsunami of light and love that nobody can deny and nobody can. They're going down on those you know, horrible Souls of the Dark, or even being Svidar and Soul, they're going down. That's it. They're dissolving. They're being dissolved. They have the choice to turn into the light or be dissolved into the light. And love, that's it, period. That's the only chance they have. And this is the time we're transforming. This is a transformation that has taken millions of years, 500 million years at least. It's a cycle that happens every time. It's the purging of the dark by a tsunami of light and love. That's what's happening. That's what we're transforming from, you know, called butterflies, from caterpillars to butterflies, okay? We're becoming this amazing being. Our, you know, we've been, you know, surviving with only 2-3% of our DNA. Now the other, the so-called scientists and, you know, of Earth, they call it 97% of your DNA, they call it junk DNA. And guess what? That so-called junk DNA is activating. It is becoming active and it's becoming alive, because that 97% of your DNA is your mastery, is your divinity, is your angelic powers. You have capabilities of telepathy, of teleportation, of co-creating anything at the speed of thought. I mean, you have no idea what is the real you, brother and sister. But that's why our Divine Mary Magdalene is here to help you also, you know, transform your energy or your masculine energy for the feminine energy to become more loving, more compassionate. That's what our beloved brothers, the Blue Avians, they're protecting the Earth, protecting the solar system with amazing, huge, immense Earth size of planet, you know, planet size Earths of divine, that they're beings. They're protecting the energy. They're protecting us. They're protecting us, okay? They're protecting us from, you know, man. So they're buffering the energies that we're encountering in the solar level, in the galactic level, okay? So the transformation is huge, gigantic. So, just going back to Earth, let me share a little bit of an interview of the hero that, you know, these days were here you have it.
For a rally on the very same day of the largest hacking convention in the world, DEFCON 24, in the same city. Amid cries of being hacked by the Russian government, the Clinton campaign has been hit by FBI investigations. Resignation of DNC chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz and calls for the imprisonment of Hillary Clinton. This all due to the WikiLeaks of thousands of personal emails from Clinton's account, separate from the ones she should have been using on U.S. State Department servers. But could there be more that could put the presidential candidate behind bars? I'm Ashton Rattansi. This is going on the ground outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained by the British government for 4 years. We asked Julian Assange whether he has the email that could put Hillary Clinton in prison, and talked about whether the next leak could change the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. That's all coming up in today's special edition of Going Underground. Julian Assange, thanks for agreeing to this interview. Are you worried that you're on the channel RT after being accused by Hillary Clinton, basically, of working for the Russian government? We know Russian intelligence agencies hacked into the DNC, WikiLeaks now publishing all the hacking.
I don't think WikiLeaks is constantly worried about PR. I think all the Mossad agents, it got so bad, in fact, that ADL, the Information League, had put out a press release denying, I'm not sure actually, that's particularly helpful. Cat torturer, CIA agent. Without publication, Russia has been brought up by Hillary Clinton most recently, just a few days ago, on Fox. So I think it's necessary to address what WikiLeaks feels is its perception of its own publication to the RT audience. Everyone accepts the emails that we have published, 20,000 DNC leaked emails, are completely accurate. No one is of the original. So there's quite a difficulty in the Clinton campaign to try and outmaneuver the publication. So the content itself is questionable, so he said you have to bring in some other actor. So the actor that they've tried to bring in is the Russian intelligence.
Hillary Clinton just said, we know Russian intelligence agencies hacked into the DNC. We know they arranged emails to be released.
Yeah, so actually she has a slight variant on the we know because email is not because the difference here is that new state actors hack the political organization bodies of many French intelligence guys, which is hack political bodies in order to like, yes, did they hack the DNC? At least one of them hacked the DNC. If you read very carefully, they say it's been hacked many times over the last 2 years. And our sources say that the DNC security is like Swiss cheese. The DNI, the Director of National Security, several months ago, said that both the RNC, the Republicans, by a range of actors, from philosophical opponents to state engagement. Now, the head of the DNI, James Clapper, who's responsible for all U.S. he's the boss of the boss of the CIA. If anyone knows what the intelligence agencies know, so he knows. On Friday, he had to come out and say a lot of media hyperventilation that they have no idea as to what motivation is, even if they didn't know who it was. So that's the end of the DNI dampening down ideas that they know who it is. Now, this is a separate question to the release of our email. So in the US media, there's been a deliberate relation between DNC leaks of Winston Publishing and the attacks of the U.S. Democratic Party occurred over the last 2 years by their own admission a number of times. I think this statement by Hillary Clinton on Fox really does need to be tackled because it brings us directly in. What she is attempting to do is inflate our in the Democratic Party even a single email, not completely valid. And whatever hacking has occurred of the DNC or other political candidates by a range of actors. Now, in the middle, we have something which is publication by other media organizations of information reportedly. By the Hill, by Gawker, by the Smoking Gun. Completely separate batch of documents compared to the 20,000 in this batch of documents produced by other organizations, there are claims that it has metadata says someone's done a document. PDF conversion, and to be, in some cases, the document, the language of the computer to it. So that's the circumstance like that someone Russian was involved, or someone who wants to look like a Russian was involved with these other media organizations. That's not the case.
Any Russian connections between Hillary Clinton and Russia? Any Russian connections left?
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connections between North and Russia because she has so many connections of her own. White House is of Trump and Russia is that there is no substantial connection. Why do I say that? Well, because Trump was trying to invest in Russia before Putin. After Putin attacks nearly all the way up to the at the moment. And he's had no success. He did not shows the how substantial these contacts are. There's an extremely well-documented pattern of when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, those people, companies, government, wanted a decision by the Secretary of State in their face, making large donations to the Clinton Foundation, or in some other cases, business deals for the people around the world. Now, one particular instance is the approval by Secretary Clinton of selling 20% of the U.S. uranium reprocessing. So at that time, a large donation was made by those Russians to Clinton Foundation. In addition, Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, was on the board of a company called Juul Unlimited. And Juul Unlimited held some of these rights and received a $35 million investment from Russia. And that's a Russian government company. And also, Russians were on the board also with that.
So the kind of email revelations from WikiLeaks reveal that Hillary Clinton is a Kremlin stooge.
I wouldn't say Kremlin stooge, but there is a much deeper connection on record with Hillary Clinton and Russia than we are presently aware of with Donald Trump.
Well, some journalists would argue that it's actually the subject of the revelations that's more interesting to the American voter about the election, while the media, of course, is fascinated about whether the Kremlin is working with you, whether you work for the Kremlin, basically.
No, but it's very... I think it's a genuine question you should ask the sources of information. The least, however, in case of WikiLeaks publication. Why do I say that? Well, the principal reason why you want to source some statement, understand whether it's true or not, is a big issue in the case of other media organizations who are simply making claims and not publishing the original document. I'll give you an example. Very, very interesting. I've done some research on the Turkish coup. Now, within, it's not spoken about in the West, but within Turkey, Turkish newspapers are publishing elements of a theory that the United States is directly involved in the coup. The U.S. intelligence backed Peter Ulis in Pennsylvania as the head of the Cuban cult that has been implicated in the coup. In fact, according to the Turkish government, is the leading actor.
He's wanted by President Erdogan.
Yes, and they put out extradition requests. But one of the key independent points of evidence, not coming from interrogation in Turkey where it might have is that in the middle of the coup, NBC published that Erdogan was on his way to Germany. And they say this was told to them by the US military. So what the hell is going on there? Because that went all the way around the world and was used to further the chances the coup within Turkey, because if the president was dead, then he's in control.
NBC close supporters, so Trump supporters would say, of Hillary Clinton. So would a Hillary Clinton presidency endanger the NATO alliance and the ability to store American nuclear weapons at Incirlik Air Base and use it as a base to bomb Iraq and Syria under Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think either government is potentially a problem because of, I mean, that coup was have died. About 100,000 people have been fired or arrested in the post-coup footage. Opportunistically, in some cases, lethal enemies Erdogan, in other cases, trying to expose the society of the Gulen movement.
Because the Clinton Foundation's major donors include members of the Gulen movement that Erdogan says were responsible for the attempted coup d'etat.
Right, so I mean, Erdogan going to look at that and treat Clinton suspicious. But I mean, you know, regardless of who becomes president of the United States, you have an extremely large intelligence office that has its own mind. He's going to look, unless Trump is elected and engages in a significant.
Julian Assange. Thanks. We'll have more from Julian just after this break. But back to the democratic process in the United States. Basically, the first batch released showed, and obviously we did have a video, could I admire what's going to for resigning very quickly after the release of the Helix publication. It was a dirty tricks campaign against Bernie Sanders. The Democratic primary voters did really understand what was going on during that process.
I go back. Hillary loses the election. Loses the primary process. At that point, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was freaking out. So then, some kind of deal is whereby Debbie Wasserman Schultz comes ahead of the DNC and again, now, if you're Hillary and you're thinking strategically, don't plan again for his of your campaign as is the holder of the like the regulator. So therefore Debbie Wasserman Schultz at DNC and six other prominent people finance. So what they show is that within the DNC there was a unity of the most senior people, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to act against Bernie Sanders in nomination for Hillary Clinton. Now, what particular actions took place? Well, there's a lot of discussion about border and push out the fact that Hank is likely an atheist and not doing well. So, and where MSNBC, on the posting of my morning program, morning show, was pretending to be Kansas, then Debbie Wasserman called up. Basically, this is not reported. This is what the U.S. media today pulled up Chuck Todd's post relation of the topic about the morning show, the big morning show. Then, my mind, what is the most serious from a century? It is the communications director, Louis Miranda, making an instruction to pump out a black propaganda story against Bernie Sanders, saying, "Why do I say that's supposed to be? Because it is an instruction given to the chain of command to stop. Not a discussion, not a one person or another person." And it is to depict Bernie Sanders. What is a violent. So that is not just a critique. That is not just to give Sanders a break here or make things a little bit harder for him there. It is to demonize Democrats in the eyes of the public. Democratic Party demonizing Democrats in the eyes of the public.
There is no way, presumably, Hillary Clinton can win if there is a link between Hillary Clinton and ISIS. Now, I know your WikiLeaks is reviewing all these different emails. You have so many of them, and you need to look at them and who they can damage, who they can't, all sorts of things WikiLeaks tells us before releasing them. President Obama is now bombing ISIS positions in Libya, so it's reported. Did Hillary Clinton use Libya on the Salah right?
The U.S. government, at the time that Hillary Clinton was in charge of foreign policy, did use Libya as a conduit to get arms to jihad in Syria. That's well established. That's why a range of our material by Hirsch and my other some of those people.
and any of the emails. I mean, you have mentioned that, that Lydia comes up with so many of the emails.
As regards Audrey, in the best of the 2000 now, we released months back. Suppose that the most useful one is globally referred to as her recent Lydia brag sheet. So she was documenting all the ways in which she led invasion, in a political and to a degree an organization. So looking at within the U.S. government, bringing it.
Well, there you have it. That's thank you to a great journalist work from Going Underground, Afshini Katsini. You know, check out the rest of the interview at a program or in Facebook. Be that me Going Underground. So anyway, thank you so much for attending. Now the truth about Mary Magdalene. You can listen to the rest of the message at ashtaradio.com in case we don't have enough time.
16. Channeled through Natalie Glass, an original source, Sacred School of OMNA. Natalie, recently I had the opportunity to visit the Grotte de la Saint-Balme, which is a cave in the south of France where it is Depiction and Ascension of Jesus. The cave is on the side of a mountain, and it takes about a 4-5 mile and a steep walk through glorious and luscious woodland to reach this sacred place. Before entering the cave, I began to communicate with Mary Magdalene to discover the purpose of my visit and why I was being guided to visit the grotto. Below is what I received.